Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the Burt Show.
All right, Jackson, let's switch gears here to Halloween theme. Fun facts, life hacks. This is the Halloween edition.
Yes, everyone, welcome. This is the first ever fun facts and life hacks with Jax.
Cool. Wow. We need to get you some intro music.
Right. And for this week, obviously, it is spooky season, so I went ahead and pulled out some fun facts about Halloween. So,
blow our minds.
I'm going to try. To start, the average American consumes 3.4 pounds of candy on Halloween.
What?
3 pounds of candy on each person?
That's what it says.
That can't be.
The average American.
That's a lot of candy.
And it says children specifically eat around 7,000 calories of candy, which is around 3 full cups of sugar.
I believe that.
I do believe that.
Yeah.
3 pounds?
I was just as shocked, and I saw a couple different sources that were quoting that.
So I'm curious if it's on Halloween, like, of all the candy collected on Halloween, and if you consume all that candy, not just on the day, but on a whole, you will have consumed 3 pounds. Are they saying on Halloween, you eat 3 pounds of candy?
That was where my discrepancy was coming in, because I didn't know if it was like Halloween season or on specifically Halloween, but some were specifically saying on Halloween, which I thought was completely outrageous.
That is.
I can't see that.
No, that's like over 12 quarter pounders.
That's impressive.
They were doing the whole comparison to that as well.
Damn.
Of like, yeah, how far you'd have to run and how many, you know, Big Macs that's equal to.
Okay.
Wow.
Crazy. Around $7 billion is estimated to be spent on Halloween this year, which includes costumes, candies, decorations, things like that. And that's roughly equal to the entire GDP of Zimbabwe.
Oh, come on. Wow. Really? God bless America.
I know, right?
Gosh. According to the Huffington Post, Americans purchase nearly 600 million pounds of candy each year for Halloween, or around $2.6 billion. And that's equivalent to about 24 pounds of candy per American.
Yeah, I know this goes against what we're trying to do with sugar, and I'm a big old fan of trying to keep your kids away from sugar, but I do feel like this one day, I just feel like, let it go, green light for one day. Now, I did hear you guys, while I was out one morning listening to the show, you guys said you're not into that theory at all.
Well, no, the problem is you say just one day. Okay. But then you have to realize Christmas is right around the corner, and there's tons of treats and sugar at Christmas. My kid is in preschool. There's 12 kids in his class. Every time they have a birthday, there's cupcakes and treats and sugar. So that's 12 days out of the year. Then the teachers also have their birthday, and we bring cupcakes for them. So that's 2 more days out of the year. And then you look at Valentine's Day, and there's candy and stuff at Valentine's Day. So you do it then. It's not just one day a year. That's the problem.
Okay.
And I just take a different approach to making candy in small amounts accessible all year round, and that way it's not a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did hear you say that. That's a really great idea.
What are y'all giving out this year? Are you giving out, like, big candy bars?
No, absolutely
We're doing
not.
That. We're doing that for the first time.
What are you doing?
Jenny's coins, Jenny's ice cream. You can get little coins to give the kids that they can redeem for an ice cream cone.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I know.
That's
I'm
a pretty
so
cool
excited.
Idea.
Oh, yeah. Coming to your house. That's super cute.
Are you done?
I was going to say, what am I giving out for Halloween? Because I'm not doing
it. We looked at you because this is your segment. We wanted to know what your next fact was.
I'm back.
All right. It says with Jax.
You're right.
Well, that would have been something if we all just looked at Mo. The man who's never been trick-or-treating. What are you giving out for candy this year?
The most proud part of the entire title I completely forgot about, which was my name on it.
Yep.
All right. Hershey specifically begins preparation and production of Halloween candy 6 months prior to the holiday.
They've got to step it up.
Really?
Sure.
Yeah, right? Which is pretty wild considering that they're literally producing Halloween candy at that time.
Have you guys ever been to Hershey, Pennsylvania?
No? I think I have driven through it. It smells like Hershey's.
It always smells like chocolate.
Yeah, it smells like chocolate.
We went to Hershey Park and we did the whole thing and it was glorious. Yep. 10 out of 10 recommend.
All righty. And my last one, the world's largest pumpkin, which the record was beat this year.
It was.
Weighed in at 2,749 pounds at the 50th World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off.
Damn.
It's over a ton. Wow.
Damn. Somebody said it was the size of a small car.
Yeah, damn. It looks like a Volkswagen Beetle out there.
I want to get back to this for just 1 second because, Mo, you have never gone trick-or-treating.
Never in my life.
Never in your life.
No.
For what reason? Just because the neighborhoods you grew up in?
Yeah.
Is that true?
That's exactly
right. Really?
Yeah, it was dangerous. Like every Halloween, bad things would happen around the neighborhoods that I lived in for Halloween, so my mom was just never comfortable with it. A lot of the years, she was a single parent, so she couldn't go with me because by the time she got off work, it was too late, and she just wasn't comfortable with me going by myself or with my friends.
Did you ever have a Halloween costume?
She dressed me up as a lion 1 year, and that's really the only one I remember. Like, I was the guy in high school that would go buy a Jason mask and call it a day. That was just kind of always how I treated Halloween.
Things I think have changed, but maybe there are still parts of, like, rural the country where you could do this. But I remember, like, my parents sort of saying, okay, see ya. Go trick-or-treating with your friends. See you in a couple of hours. And then having to be back by, like, 8:30 or not. No parental supervision whatsoever. Just a pack of kids going from house to house with absolutely no parental supervision whatsoever.
We had parental supervision. Our neighborhood was great. So mom stayed back and passed out candy. Dad took us around to the houses, and every house gave him a beer.
Nice. Very different in Brooklyn.
Yeah, thank you.
It's the Burt Show.